Hi, I'm Kemp Harr with FloorDaily.net. We're at Surfaces 2009. We're actually in the Home Legends booth, and I'm with an old friend of mine, Clint Hubbard. Clint, how you doing?
Doing fine, Kemp. Thanks.
All right. Actually, I've known you for a long time. I know that for several years you've been one of the senior members of the BOLU executive team. And before that, you've been in the flooring business, I believe, your whole life.
That's right. I've been in it since full-time since 1986.
That's right. I think your dad started Marglin, and that's where you got into it. So when you were very young, you've been in the flooring business your whole life, right?
That's right.
Okay, fantastic. So now you've got a new role, okay? You're actually the CEO, the leader of this organization, and this is their second year of being at this show. Is that right?
That's right. The company was started several years ago and as a rug company, and a few years ago they were joined by Eric Gaventer. Eric Gaventer brought them hard surfaces, and they began to distribute hard surfaces to major retailers in the United States, and they've grown very rapidly and felt they had a need to have a more robust operational and financial management, and asked me to come on board late last year, and have been excited to do that. And now we're getting ready to launch our line into the direct retailer.
Okay. So you're here at this show, actually have a nice base of business with some of these larger retailers, and now you're rolling out several different types of products to directly to retailers, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll be rolling out a collection of engineered woods, also a bamboo collection, our cork product line, which is doing very nicely. We also have a laminate line, and we have some new area rug collections too.
Okay, and so a little more background. The company up until your involvement was primarily a West Coast company, wasn't it?
That's right. We just opened a distribution center on the East Coast. We'll be, you know, handling our customers, of course, west of the Rockies out of our California facility, and all the customers on the East Coast out of Georgia.
And actually, this is a very timely interview because I think as of today, you have just launched a major website so that people who are interested in seeing a little bit more about Home Legends can actually go on the Internet and see a little bit more about the company. Is that right?
That's right. Our new website, homelegend.com, is fully operational today, and we're excited about that. It looks great.
So since we're here at Surfaces, you know, as we know, it's an economic situation. Traffic's off just a little bit. How's the show been for you?
The show's been good. You know, our objective here at the show is to start building our brand. It's to start establishing relationships with people to take our product out to the market. We don't really have feet on the street for selling to the retail base right now. Of course, we're seeing our major retail customers, all of which have been in and have been very supportive of our growth initiatives and our strategic plan, and also supportive of our new product launches. So we're excited about that, and the you know, the secondary part of that was for us to start establishing relationships with selling agencies and so on, so we could take our message and our product line out to the direct retailer.
So as you look to the future, I mean, this is kind of your coming out party here this year at the Surfaces, in a major booth here. This is a huge booth, and it's very impressive, well done. But as you look to the future, I mean, you're going to actually have merchandising systems, you're going to have warranty programs. I mean, you're going to roll this thing out with a full-blown retail type of product offering, right?
And that's right. You know, we already have the distribution infrastructure in place. We're already doing business with, you know, a few thousand stores throughout the country. We have warranties that are available on all our products. We have some selling systems, as you can see. We have a couple of different displays that we're working with right now. We'll be offering the retailer some different options in their displays and different ways to display different types of products, whether they want to take some collections or all the collections. We'll have those display vehicles for them.
Well, as I looked around before we started doing this taping, you know, I noticed some actually gorgeous products. Where do you get some of your styling ideas?
Well, you know, we have Eric Gaventer has a background in retail and in merchandising, and has been very instrumental in the product development. We also have a design group at the Chino facility. We've also had some consulting on our design work, particularly in the rug area, where we've had Weiland Galleries and some of the Disney designers have worked with us, as well as some independent designers that we've hired. And some of our manufacturers have also worked with us on developing products that we think are cutting edge for the U.S. consumer.
All right, Clint, I'm going to tell you what. I mean, I'm impressed. You look like a company to watch. We're at the Home Legends booth. We've been talking to Clint Hubbard, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloridaDaily.net.